Well, it is a blessing. How do you feel knowing that you're on Showtime?
Wow. It blew my mind, actually.
Hey. I mean, now you're reaching a new audience, another audience. Okay.
Yeah, I was surprised. They told me, somebody called me and just texted me and said, man, hey, I'm watching you on Showtime. I said, it must be Showtime on demand. They said, no, it's Showtime, man. So I said, wait a minute, let me call around. I called all around, and all of a sudden, all these texts just start flooding me like, hey, congratulations, you're on Showtime. So I found out, just like everybody else, but they're showing it for the rest of the year. It's in rotation and several times a week. I guess somebody over there really, enjoyed it and wanted to help push it. And so now all these networks are trying to get the movie. So hopefully real soon you'll be seeing it on BET, TV One, and all the networks, because all of a sudden it just took off. I don't know.
It is a great movie. When I first got the movie, got the screening of the movie, and I said, man, this is great. And I kept saying to myself, my friends, they were asking me, where is it? Where can I see it? You know? And I said, I hope it's going to be in theaters. I said, more people need to see it. And when I found out about Showtime, man, I'm as happy as you are, DJ. You know, because
man, I'm grateful, I'm humbled, and it's amazing.
Hey, because I know that a movie like this is going to help a lot of people. Did you think about that when you were doing the movie?
Absolutely, absolutely. I believe that I have an assignment that God has put on me to really get the gospel the way it should be told in these urban faith-based films. The way, I guess, from my point of view, you know. And so I definitely, when I was doing it, I could see people being blessed, people that can relate to the whole Saul and David story. And, yeah.
Now, the bishop, the gentleman who played the bishop in Blessed and Cursed, I mean, it was like a real, I mean, to me, it was like a real-life bishop, a bishop coming to life. Who was that gentleman?
His name is Lauren Harper. And actually, he's the one that really motivated me to get into acting.
Okay.
About 14, 15 years ago, I started acting in these plays, these Chitlin Circuit plays.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the director for this one play that we did called Wake Up, whatever. And we traveled the country, and he really, he's amazing. I mean, when you see him on stage in front of the crowd, he just can work a crowd. And I've always remembered how great he was. So when I had this opportunity to do this film, the only person that I could think of to do this, of course, I didn't have the big budget to come get some big Hollywood star,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I just had to really pull the people that I knew, and he was just the perfect person for this character that I envisioned in my mind. And he's amazing. His name is Lauren Harper. Everybody should really check for him because he's great, and he's going to be doing some great things in the years to come.
Where's gospel music headed now?
We going to the moon, man. we're going to the moon. Gospel music is going to. You know what? I think we're headed in the right place. I think we've been headed in the wrong direction in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I think I think people are becoming more real, more transparent. We have people dressed up, you know, with suits and ties on, singing Jesus, but living in a kind of way. So when people say gospel music gone too far, I say we've already gone too far because we ain't living nothing. I think the focus now should be on the lifestyle and not the beat or the hook or the rhythm or the, you know, all that stuff. We're off track with that. I think we're becoming more aggressive, progressive, and we're doing whatever it takes to win the loss as we move forward into a aggressive, progressive generation. You know, gospel music, we have to figure out how to exist in the future. If the Lord tarries, I mean, what will gospel music sound like in the next 10 years? I mean, we have to be more progressive, you know, in our approach to win people. So I think we're headed in the right direction. I think if people... If I could be considered a pioneer for the future, if young people follow the plan or the blueprint that God has given me, you know, I believe that we will be okay. Because I believe there's a way that you can articulate God without just recycling the same old lyrics and saying the same old thing. I believe you can articulate God's awesome power in a new way. You know, he said, behold, sing a new song. So I think we can't be afraid to sing new songs with new rhythms, new beats, new hooks. We can't be afraid of it because, you know, we're going to have to do it in order to win these, you know, the next generation. So, you know, I can say I'm doing it to show young people how far you can go without losing your anointing and without losing favor with God, you know, mm-hmm. and keeping the word of God in your work, in your music.
As we wrap things up, once again, you're going to have another movie coming out. Tell us about that movie, the name of it, and when do you expect it to come out? Near the end of the year, I think you said?
The next movie is called A Beautiful Soul. It's starring Harry Lennox, Leslie Ann Brandt, Richard Richard, John Sally, there's so many others, mm-hmm. and yours truly.
Okay.
It's written by me, and the screenplay by Allison Elizabeth Brown. It'll be out on Ty Scott Manhattan Entertainment, and hopefully it'll be out around Christmas time. If not, it'll be out the first quarter. Mm-hmm. So okay. Look out for that.
It is our guest, Dietrich Haddon, singer, writer, producer, movie icon. The man wears many hats, and he does it well. Dietrich, thanks a lot for your time, and once again, well done, my brother.
Thank you, my friend. Anytime. All right.
It is Dietrich Haddon on Star 1310.